of 30 seconds. We're going to turn it over to the voice of the Viking for all your play-by-play action, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Taylor. Something we were talking about when I was down on the field that was a little bit different from any game we've had this year. And that's the coaches. I've either seen them just really tense or just kind of relaxed. It was different. It was like, I know something you don't know. That kind of attitude. And it was like that with every coach. I know something you don't know. I think Colquitt is in for a ball game, and they don't know it yet.
Well, I do believe that both teams are in for a ball game. The Vikings have proven to themselves they can play with this team. They've got to continue to execute. As we said before, it's not got to be a perfect game, but it's got to be a good game. You got to get the third down conversions. You can't have the turnovers. You got to limit the penalties. And I believe that's going to make the difference in tonight's ball game. The Colquitt County Packers, their crowd is picked up over there as well. They're full. Both bands have made it, even with the rain tonight. As the Colquitt County Packers won the toss, elected to defer, so they will kick off. And our Lowndes High Vikings will get the ball to start the game. And it's going to be, let's see.
That deep is going to be number 17, Justin Smith. And on the far side, it will be
Tyson Harris. All right, here we go.
And Louis Martinez set the kickoff for the Packers. The kicking towards that south end zone. Vikings will be going right to left on your radio dial. He steps into it. He does what we all expected. Into the end zone. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line.
The Colquitt County Packers kickoff team, kind of unusual. They bunch five on either side of the kicker. And as he starts to approach the ball, then they spread out. And then we'll follow that kick down into the end zone. But their kicker, a very powerful leg, puts it into the end zone, and the Vikings will have it first down and 10 as Austin Dixon leads that offense onto the field.
I would look right off the bat, look for us to play some smash-mouth football. Run right at him. Dixon in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, two far side. He has Copeland in the backfield with him. Boozler will go to our side. Gives it to Copeland around the side. Copeland looking for a hole. Nothing there. I'm sorry. Copeland did not have the ball. It was Dixon on the quarterback keeper.
Nice fake, but Colquitt was not fooled. They stayed with the quarterback. No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Ball on the 20-yard line right in the middle of the field. Light drizzle. Wind blowing out of the north just a little bit. Again, Dixon in the shotgun. Right up the middle, runs right into the teeth of that Packer defense and gets absolutely, well, it gets 2 yards. It'll be third and 8 from out around the 22. 11:15 to go here, first quarter, no score, just underway.
Well, Colquitt has seen the film. They know that Dixon is going to try and run. We didn't run well against Roswell. That was the very first game of the season. But Dixon could not run against them as well. We'll see what he pulls out here, third down and 8.
Colquitt, four down linemen, three linebackers. They've got right over the middle open. Again, looks, keeps, cuts to the outside. He has the first down, but there's a flag down back at the 25. Holding at the 25.
Officials are wearing throwing pink flags tonight in honor of breast cancer awareness. And they've thrown a flag. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. Looks like from the 25 is where he's spotting it.
That would have been a first down.
It would have. That was a great run. But it's going to be a holding. Bring it back. Replay third down.
They'll mark it off. They'll take it all the way back now inside the 15.
It'll be at the 14, so it was marked at about, as I said, the 25. It was the 24 that it was marked at.
It looks like it's about third and 16.
That is correct.
In the shotgun, three receivers far side, single receiver near side at the home side of the field, brings a man in motion. That's Regal, sets him at the line. Dixon on a draw play. And we get back to the 15, nothing there. Packers read it all the way. And our Vikings will have to punt on our first possession.
Yeah, unfortunately, had a nice run there on a third and 8. Got a first down, but it was called back on a holding penalty. and the Vikings will have to punt as Tyson Shaw steps back. He's going to be standing at about the 2 or 3 yard line when he receives this.
Kiel Pollard back at the 50. Packers with almost 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. High, high kick, gets caught up in the wind, and it will give the Packers, I'm not sure what happened, Bill, but it went straight up in the air. Wind caught it. Packers football at our 25.
Tyson saw the rush coming, and it kind of spooked him. And instead of just laying into it, he thought he had to kick it up, and he kicked it high. It hit out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. That's exactly where they'll mark it. It'll be first down and 10 for the Colquitt County Packers on the 25-yard line. Only a 10-yard punt. Go ahead, Marty.
We talked a lot about the rain, but look at the flag. Long wind down here, and that ball got caught up.
Thank you, Marty, for the equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Chase Perry, Packer quarterback, in the shotgun. Three receivers far side, throws the ball out in the flat. Catch is made, and the receiver slips and falls at the 20, but not before he picks up 5 yards.
Yeah, nice little quick pass out to the flat. He turns. The defender was there, Wes, but he slipped also on the turf.
Ball on the far hash mark. Second and 5 at our 20. Vikings in a three-man front. Two linebackers up on the line. They give it to the up back. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe he'll get a yard down to the 19. It'll be 3rd and 4 from there. That was number 13, Nate Powell, the senior running back.
Let's see what this Viking defense can do in a third down situation. Third and actually about 4 from the spot.
They bring Ponder to our side of the field. Pollard to the far side. Vikings, a little confused on defense. Now they're set. Parrish waiting on the snap. There it is. We come. And we get him, and the ball's on the ground. The ball is on the ground. I think the Vikings have recovered at the 30. The ball was on the ground. They step in and say yes. Perry stepped back. We came on a jailhouse break. Knocked the ball loose. Tried to scoop it up. But we fell on it at the 30. Vikings will take over 1st and 10.
Yeah, the Vikings just made a great hit on Chase Parrish. And that you couldn't have asked for anything better, Wes, because even if they had not made the first down, they were in field goal range. Now the Vikings have it 1st and 10 from the 30 as they will take over. One turnover, that's a +1 on the Viking side now.
8:30 to go here, first quarter, no score. Vikings second possession, ball on the near hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon sends a receiver to the far side, got two guys to the near side. Now he moves Copeland back in the backfield with him. Keeps it, shovel pass underneath, and we'll get absolutely nowhere. The Packers read that. They quickly closed once the pass was complete.
Dangerous play because Austin Dixon was having the defense breathing down his neck. He made that little shovel pass up front, but by then the defensive line had already gotten into the backfield. Lucky that we made the catch.
Michael Barrett checks in. We've got a double tight end to the far side. Dixon under center. Gives it to Barrett over the right side. Look at the hole he has for a second. Opens and then closes as it gets up to the 34. Bill, it'll be 3rd and 6 from our 34-yard line.
Yeah, 3rd and 6. We saw Michael Barrett. Michael is a running back we see periodically. He plays linebacker a lot on the defense. But he did have a little bit of a hole pop through it. But this Packer defense, very, very active.
7:28 to go here, first quarter, no score. It'll 3rd and 6 for our Vikings. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon back in the shotgun. Single receiver on either side of the field. They show blitz off the corner. We pick it up. Throws out in the flat. Catch made to Tavon Kyle for the first down. Out at the 47-yard line. Mark it at the 48. Great pass play. Great read by Dixon.
Yeah, first completed pass. First pass attempt.
Mark it back to the 46. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Right in front of us here on the home side. Double tight end as Dixon slides under center, facing that four-man front. Takes the snap. Gives it on the counter. That looks like Louis Regal as it gets into Packer territory down at the 49.
Yeah, that is Louis Regal, number 20. Plays that three-back spot. Normally we throw it, but he took it on that counter play. Got some good yards on it, about 5 yards. It'll bring up second and five.
Bill, I want to mention here, we're lining up in the wing tee some. That's something we haven't shown all year, but we have gone to it. Great night for it with the weather. But look, we're back in the wing tee again.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. And yes, we are. And give it to Cannon right up the middle. Look at that line. Surge and push. Cannon has the first down as he fights his way down to the 42, 43-yard line.
And that's the first down for the Lowndes High Vikings. And wow, as Marty reported to us, the wing tee, we thought that was gone. But it's showing up here tonight here in this second series for our Lowndes High Vikings.
6:10 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings at the Packer 42-yard line. Again, we're in the wing tee. Dixon under center. Packers shows a five-man front. To Barrett over the right side. Barrett will fight his way forward for 2 yards down to about the 40. Should be second and eight from there.
Yeah, Michael Barrett that time just finding a hole over there on the right-hand side. Gets just enough. As you said, second and eight now for the Vikings.
Dixon checks in.
Wes, I like this almost like a fighter, a boxer, southpaw. All of a sudden he goes back and he's fighting right-handed. Then he's going to turn and go southpaw again. We've got an arsenal now.
Second and eight. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. We're in the shotgun. Look. The little tunnel screen underneath to Tyson Harris, and Tyson dropped it.
Yeah, it was coming in. Well read by the defense of the Packers. It looked like we might have been able to pick up a few yards on that, but they had really nailed down on that one. Tyson will check out now.
Third and eight, 5:15 to go here. That stops the clock with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. No score here at Martin Stadium. The official asked for timeout. We send trips to the far. They can move the ball back up to the 40. We send trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. Empty backfield for Austin Dixon. Packers pin their ears back. Five-man front. Play action. Look, throws. Throws out the flat. Catch made by Copeland. Copeland tips those down the sidelines. He's going to be down around the 35.
It's hard to say. They may even put him at the 36. That is looks like where they're going to get him. 5:08. He did step out of bounds. The clock will stop. 5:08 here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings now with a fourth down decision.
And there's no decision about it. Dixon slides under center. Packers. Five-man front. Two linebackers up tight. Dixon with that hard count. Nothing there. Looks to the sidelines. Gabe Neighbors at tight end on the far side. Gets the play. 12 seconds to go on the play clock. Again, under center. Takes the snap. Rolls right. Look. Oh, throws out to Boogie Cannon. He slips and falls. And the ball will go over on down. He made the catch at the 37, but the ball will go over on downs to the Packers.
Yeah, as he rolled out, he was getting open, but Dixon was under pressure and could not really step into that throw and get it to Boogie with where he could stand up and make the catch. He had to make the diving catch, and as you said, it's a turnover on downs, but a good offensive set that time for our Vikings. 5:02 here in the first quarter, no score.
Here come the Packers on the far side of the field, left or right on your radio dial. Parrish in the shotgun.
And we're going to get called an offside.
Yep.
They'll mark off 5 yards, and it'll be first and five for the Packers.
From their own 42-yard line. Vikings. Five-man front. Parrish gives the ball to the running back. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10.
Five.
And that was Nate Powell. I'm sorry, second and five. That was Powell on the carry. He got nowhere.
Officials are waving to stop the clock. Not sure why on a running play.
4:46 to go first quarter, no score.
Now they wind it.
Parrish in the shotgun. Two receivers, one far side, one near side. Again to Pollard around the left side. There's a hole this time. He has the first down as he gets across the 40. He's going to be close before the official is. He has the first down out of the 47-yard line.
Yeah, he needed five. He got right at six. So the Packers get a first down.
T.O. Pollard checks in at running back. Chase Parrish, the quarterback, puts Pollard to his right. Ball on the near hash mark. Right here in front of us in the press box. Pollard in motion to the far side of the field. He sets himself. There's
whistle.
And I don't know what we've got.
There's still 5 seconds on the play clock.
Mouthpiece, so that's the first time, I believe, is a warning.
That does appear to be what it is, an equipment issue. Now they wind the clock again. First and 10 for the Packers.
Again, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Quickly throws out to Kiel. Kiel gets a block on the corner by one man down the sideline. Has a first down into Viking territory down at our 40. Pollard, a 6'2", 225-pound wide receiver slash running back.
Packers headed toward that south end zone now, right into the band.
They're in a hurry-up offense, and timeout Vikings.
We'll take it with them at 30 seconds. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. We are here at Martin Stadium as the Lounge High Vikings have taken a 30-second timeout as the Colquitt County Packers marching down the field. No score, though. 3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the first quarter. As the Vikings marched it down the field on their second possession, Colquitt appears to be doing the same in their second possession, but there's still no score.
It'll be first and 10 from I-39. Ball on the far hash mark. Packers going from left to right on your radio dial. Parrish brings two. Hogs to the near side, one to the far side. He's got Powell in the backfield with him, just to his left. Umpire steps off the ball, back in his position. Gives it to Powell, right up the middle, splits by one man, two, still on his feet as he fights his way across the 35, down to about the 34. See where they're going to mark him at. 33-yard line, Bill. It'll be second and about four from there. Give him 6 yards on the carry. Parrish under center. Again, a quarterback, look at this. It was a quarterback pass, not a quarterback pass. They went under center. Toss the ball back to Parrish. Parrish and hit Pollard in the end zone for a touchdown, a trick play. And the Packers are on the board.
3:25. Like I said, just a little flea flicker. He hands it off to the running back. The running back makes the toss back to the quarterback. And Keel Pollard is running uncovered completely down towards the end zone. All he had to do was catch it.
They're going for two.
I think they're going to swing the gate. Let's see.
Nope, because they run their kicker off the field. They're looking, and he's into the end zone. They ran right, and just Parrish ran it right in. Packers lead 8-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Martinez kicks off. It's a scribbler. We pick it up at the 20. We're across the 25, the 30, down at the 35. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive to Colquitt County, 5 plays, 63 yards, ran 1 minute and 37 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 33-yard flea flicker to number two, Keel Pollard. Packers take an 8-0 lead with 3 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
And what happened? Our guys were not set on defense at all. They quickly came to the line of scrimmage, and then offensive linemen never got down. They stood up, snapped the ball. Parrish gave it to the up-back. The up-back turned around, tossed it back to him, and he threw it downfield. A little trickery. Dixon on the quarterback keeper over the right side. Turns the corner down the sidelines. Austin goes into Packer territory. And they run him out of bounds inside the 15. Austin Dixon said, I'll show you how to get him down there. Dropped his shoulder, said, I'm a running back, not a quarterback. And ran over the corner.
He got that corner down there, 54 yards on the run. He got that corner. And when he got down there and knew he was going to get hit, he dropped his shoulder and picked up an extra 2 or 3 yards. It's first and goal from the 10.
Two receivers to the near side. Nobody to the far side. Cammon in the backfield with Dixon. Dixon barks out signals. He keeps the ball again. Right up the middle he goes. Hits one Packer two. He'll get maybe a yard, Bill, inside the 10. 2:56 to go here in the first quarter. Packers leading 8-0, but our Vikings are in the Blanton and Griffin red zone.
Yeah, that middle, though, is not very friendly. He picked up that 54 yards just outside the tackle.
Maybe that's what we need to do because they've got some hogs on that line. Darren Presley goes to the far side. Kyle to the near side. Dixon. In motion. Third. Throws across the middle. Gabe Neighbors in the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Gabe Neighbors, what a great catch. 10 yards on the catch and a touchdown for the Vikings.
Right back come our Vikings.
And we're going for two. Just about have to. They have set the stage as Colquitt went for two. We're going to swing the gate, though. And looking for Will Solomon. We got everybody but the kicker.
Plays Cox at 20 seconds. We still got plenty of time. Rain really starting to come down now. Kyle goes to the far side. Presley and Boogie to the near side. Now coach says timeout. We'll keep it right here. Bill got a text message from a guy who knows what he's talking about because he made a lot of them here. He said, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games.
And we got a couple big-time players. Austin Dixon, a 54-yard run, gets us into scoring position. He goes out, rolls out, hits Gabe Neighbors, the senior leader of this football team, and he gets that touchdown across the middle, and he was covered.
He was covered. Who was the player that just texted that to us?
I know who it was. Stonewall.
Stonewall, Trey Jackson.
Yeah, I tell you, being able to make that throw, Austin Dixon had to put it in the only place that we could catch it. Gabe Neighbors, 6'3", able to get up there, make the catch, fight for the ball, gets us a touchdown. Now we trail 6-8, pending this extra point right here.
And he did. Now he had a DB all over him, but he still managed to pull that ball in and hold on to it. All right, we're going for two. And we'll go one. We'll line up on the three. Dixon with a receiver on the far side of the field, each side of the field. He has Des Copeland in the slot to the home side of the field. Puts him in motion. Keeps it. Look. Oh, again to Gabe Neighbors, and we've got a tie score. Again to Gabe Neighbors, a tie score. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this.
And we're back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box as Will Solomon set to kick off.
High kick, Bill. It's going to be short.
Into the wind. Wow.
Into the wind. Packers. The ball hits at the 10. It's on the ground. It's rolling around. Looking at the official. Oh, Colquitt football.
But look where it is. Look where it is.
It's down on the two-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for that last page heating their drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings. 3 plays, 64 yards, ran 1:03 off the clock. Resulted in a touchdown pass to number 9, Gabe Neighbors. And the 2-point Tebow stop jump pass for the 2-point conversion. We've got a tie ball game, 8-8, with 2:18 left to go in the ball game. Y'all might want to explain what happened on that kickoff.
Yeah, the kickoff got caught up in the wind, and it hit the ground and bounced. And when it did, everybody was scrumming for it at about the 1 or 2 yard line. Colquitt did come up with a ball, so it is 1st and 10, but from their own 2 yard line, Wes.
All right, Chase Parrish in the shotgun, in the end zone. Blitz his receiver. Our defense is fired up. Powell to his right. Drops back, looks. Groves looking deep downfield, and the catch is made by the Packers. Our defensive back slips and falls. He will go 99 yards and take the lead.
98 yards on the throw. As you said, the defender slipped down right as the ball was making contact with the wide receiver. This ball game has got lots of turns in it. as Colquitt takes the lead on a 98-yard touchdown pass.
This time, Martinez comes out to kick the extra point.
The rain's not real heavy, but it's picked up.
Ah, we jump.
Not sure what we're going to get the call here. Did the offensive lineman shift? They said, nope, defensive offsides. Will they kick the extra point or go for it here? They're lining up to go kick it. Half the distance to the goal is the penalty.
Waiting on the snap. Packers up over the ball. Parrish to hold. Martinez, the kicker. Ball's down, kicks up, it's good. Packers lead 15-8. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium.
Martinez's kick, high end over end. Sails into the end zone. Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20. Let's go to Taylor for that page. Heating and air drive recap.
Pretty easy, guys. One play, 98 yards. Ran 18 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 98-yard touchdown pass to number 11, Isaiah Thomas. Packers lead your Vikings 15-8 with 2:03 left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, the defender fell down right here about the 20, 25 where he caught the pass, and Thomas just kept running. So, wasn't anything we could do. Yeah, no safety help. He was all out there on an island by himself. We were pinched in thinking they were going to just try and run themselves out of the end zone.
We go back to the shotgun. Dixon sends two receivers to the home side. Now we've got Trips out here. Looks, throws, oh! Official dropped his flag. Legal procedure against our Vikings.
Not sure what that is. We did have one in motion. Did he turn towards upfield?
Guys, they got our slot receiver on the left side. He jumped just a little too early.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
The second and 15 back at our 15. 2:01 to go here first quarter. Packers lead it 15-8. Dixon gives the ball to Kamen. Kamen right up the middle. Look at him bust on his feet across the 20 out to the 25. It'll be second and 5, and Boogie Kamen showing what he's made of tonight.
Yeah, Boogie did a great job on that time, and we said it all year long. The thing I love about Boogie, two hands on the ball, he covers up well, busts through that hole, and you're not going to lose the ball.
Packers, a five-man front. Again, we're in the shotgun. Dixon carries, look at the hole we can get for him. Oh, and he got nowhere. That hole opened up. Dixon stepped into it, and it closed just as quick.
Yeah, that was quick. The linebacker came from the left side, shot in past the block, because all he had to do was follow Boogie Kamen, and Boogie had opened it, and unfortunately it just closed that quickly.
Third and 4 from the 26-yard line. 1:11 to go here in the first quarter. Packers leading 15-8. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark, and we've got Trips to the far side of the field. He looks again, quarterback keeper by one man, two. Oh, does he get it? Does he get it?
All right, we got to go down to Marty. How close are we, Marty?
They say it's the first down. First and 10, Vikings at the 30. Dixon did that himself. Quarterback draw, he just stretched and then stretched out to make sure he made it to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, the nose of the football just touching that 30-yard line gives us the first down.
Ball on the near hash mark, right here on the home side of the press box. Tavon Kyle, wide receiver on our side, two receivers far side. Again, a five-man front. We give it to Barrett around the right side, strings it out by one man, two, three, still on his feet. Barrett close to the first down out to the 40. Bill, we are proving we can run outside on the Packers so far.
Well, and that may be where we're going to have to find our home. We said that Austin Dixon with a 54-yard run just outside the tackle. That time, Michael Barrett just outside the tackle, able to pick up good yardage and another first down.
Carter, wide receiver near side. Kyle goes to the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Again to Barrett around this side, looking for a hole. Cuts back against the seam. Still on his feet. Michael Barrett fights his way for 8 yards. out to the 48-yard line.
That's just instinct right there, Wes, because he was able to cut outside, cut back across inside, and that'll be the end of the first quarter with the Packers 15, Vikings 8. We're going to take a 60-second break. We're going to go to the second quarter. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box as we start the second quarter here. Our Vikings trailing 15-8.
Vikings now going from left to right on your radio dial. In the middle of the field, second and 8 from our own 48-yard line. Drops back, looks downfield, throws deep. There's nobody. Yes, there is. Tavon Kyle makes the catch into the end zone. Touchdown, a 52-yard.
60 yards. It's on the flip side of the 50.
Yep.
Over 60 yards on that touchdown pass to Tavon Kyle and the Vikings.
It was 52.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was further up. Okay.
That was at the 48.
Hey, Wes, when you're right, we got to give you credit.
Two bankers and the one guy that doesn't.
When you're right, we got to give you credit. Here we go. We're going to kick the extra point, trailing 15-14 with 11:50 here in the second quarter.
Solomon on to attempt the extra point. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper.
Got to run another tackle
Austin,
out there.
Austin Dixon to hold.
Plenty of time.
There's a snap. No, it's over his head. Picked it up. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings trail 15-14, but we'll be right back after this 60-second break.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings trail 14-15 to the Colquitt County Packers with 11:50 left here in the second quarter. Now back to Wes James for all your play-by-play action.
Thank you, Bill. Solomon approaches the ball, puts that right foot into it. High end over end kick with the wind at his back. That one goes out the back of the end zone. Packers will take over first and 10 from the 20. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 6 plays, went 80 yards, ran 2 minutes and 14 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 15-yard touchdown pass to number 13, Tavon Kyle. Extra point no good. Packers lead 15-14, 11:50 to go in the half.
Yeah, the snap, little mishandled. It's a wet ball. Kind of went to the right of Austin Dixon as the holder. Couldn't carry it. And as a result, we missed the extra point. It's 15-14 Packers.
Parrish with an empty backfield. He's got four receivers far side, one receiver near side. We go to a three-man front. They'll set the ball down on the near hash mark. That's where he wants it at. We got a little nickel package in there now.
Look at your wide receivers far side.
Four of them on the far side. He drops back. He looks. Goes across the middle. Catch made by the big tight end for a 5-yard pitch and catch out to the 25.
They make you look out there to the right side with those four wide receivers. They sneak the line, the tight end underneath the middle and make the 5-yard catch.
Second and 5. 11:30 to go in the first half. Vikings trail 15-14. Parrish in the shotgun. Quickly throws out in the flat. Catch made by the Packers. They've got a first down out to the 30. I couldn't see the number from here who made the catch.
Key Lyle Pollard.
They're all Mr. Everything.
Well, they saw him uncovered and quickly made the throw out to him. We make the tackle, but he got the 5 yards quickly.
We're playing off of him. We respect his speed. Again, Parrish in the shotgun. They're in the pistol. The running back right behind him. We're in a four-man front. Gives it to the back around the right side. Runs right into the teeth of that Viking defense. And he'll get absolutely nowhere.
Logan Neely, what a great tackle by Logan Neely.
It'll be second and 10 from the 30. They split their receivers. Put Pollard in the slot on the far side. We go back to a three-man front. In the shotgun. Chase now empty backfield. Chase stops, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, incomplete pass. Knocked away by number 10, Jeffrey Davis.
Yeah, he got a little bit of a finger on it. The tight end was open, though, and luckily wasn't able to haul it in. Third and 10 now for the Packers. Clock stops, 10:26 here in the second quarter. Packers leading 15-14.
They bring four to the near side. Single receiver far side. We shift our backs over. Parrish looks. He runs right up the middle. About one man, two, looking for a place to go, and nowhere. It'll be fourth and about six.
Yeah, he picked up 4 yards on the carry, though. Not able to pick up a lot of yards. We might see the Packers punt here.
And who stayed home and played well? Logan Neely. Packers to punt. We send into the wind. They send Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle back. They're standing about out 35. There's the snap. They run. Kicks it. We signal fair catch at the 33. It's where our Vikings will take over first and 10 with 9:40 to go in the first half, trailing 15-14.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle, big sure hands right there, calls for the fair catch. It was kind of a rugby-style kick from the punter. He rolled out to his right, made the kick down the field, gave his defenders a chance to get down there and make the coverage. And as a result, Tavon Kyle has to call a fair catch, but it's Viking ball trailing 14-15 with 9:40 left here in the second quarter.
Dixon brings Boogie Cannon with him when it comes out on the field. Carter at one wide receiver. Presley at the slot. Two receivers on the far side. Dixon in the shotgun. Looking at that three-man front. Drops back. Looks, there comes the rush. Throws underneath the Cannon. Cannon by one man, two. He's across the 40. He's out close to the first down. It will be a first down out at the 44-yard line.
Little dump-off pass to Boogie Cannon. He picks up 10 yards. Another first down.
Neighbors brings the play in. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Dixon looks at twins to the near side. Right now a five-man front. He keeps the quarterback keeper still on his feet. He'll pick up 1, 2, maybe 3 yards across up to the 46-yard line.
Wes, the Vikings have been moving the ball. 7 first downs in the game so far for the Vikings. Only 5 first downs for the Packers, but they do lead 15-14 as the clock continues to run under 9 minutes now here in the second quarter.
It is 2nd and 7. Ball on the far hash mark. Just a steady, steady rain. Wind blowing out of the north. Dixon to Copeland. It's old jet sweep. Oh! Copeland went around the right side, and he got hit hard just as he got to the 49.
He picked up about 3 yards as well. But again, he took a big, big lick when he made that turn.
It's going to be 3rd and a long 4, short 5. 8:25 to go here in the first half. Vikings trail 15-14. They have moved the ball over to the near hash mark.
Yeah, the Vikings, I'm sorry, have got to get inside the 47-yard lines of the Packers.
Packers, 5 men up on that line. Now they walk the corner up. They're showing blitz. There they come. They hit Cannon in the backfield. They read it perfectly. We'll lose yardage back to our 46, and we'll have to punt. But we will have the wind at our back.
Yeah, there was no place for Boogie to go that time. The defense, as you said, just pinned their ears back and took off.
The corner walked up from the far side, and at this, I mean, he walked up, timed it perfectly. Back deep is Akiel Pollard standing back about the 15.
Tyson Shaw to kick. Let's see.
Packers going to send all 10 men. They come after it. It gets blocked. It gets blocked. The Packers pick it up into the end zone. They'll go for the touchdown.
The ball's kind of muffed by Tyson Shaw. It's a wet ball. It's slick. It comes in. He tried to get the kick off his foot. The Packers make the block. They get the touchdown. They go up 21-14 now, awaiting their extra point. They are going to kick it. 21-14, they lead right now. Off a blocked punt. The weather is playing havoc on both sides, really, tonight for both teams.
Martinez waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. Packers lead 22-14. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium as the Packers set to kick off, leading 22-14, 7-16 in the second quarter.
Martinez's kick high into the wind. Back Tyson Harris caught it at the 15, then stumbled and fell.
And there is a player down for the Packers. Let's go over to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Yeah, that last drive was pretty easy. They blocked our punt on about the 33, recovered it at the 30, and returned it for a touchdown. Packers lead 22-14 with 7:16 left to go in the first half.
As we said, Tyson Harris made the catch, but he was really almost diving forward to make the catch. And when he did, he stumbled, fell it, and they mark him down at the 16-yard line. But the Packers have got a player down. He's at about the 11-yard line. We'll keep it right here. Remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night. We are doing it live from the Mill Pizza Buffet. Let's go down to the field.
Guys, I was just going to tell you, I don't know if you can hear me or not with the rain and the tarp, but guys, the wind is probably much more of a factor than the rain. I even think, from what I understand, talking or overhearing the punter, that the wind is affecting even the snap. So it's the wind that's playing such a role. Of course, just then Tyson having to come up on the ball. The wind is really whipping down here and really making an impact on this game.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
And as we start at 7:16, Jenkins, wide receiver near side, Kyle far side. Packers, go back to that five-man front. And we just lost the lights. We just lost a bank of light. Nope. It looked like we did. It kind of got dark, and they say play.
No, Austin Dixon just...
Dixon looks, goes out to Jenkins, makes the catch. Aaron turns, and they'll give us forward progress out to the 25-yard line.
They're going to be a yard short of the first down. It'll be second and one as Xavier Jenkins makes an impact here on the first play here on this drive.
6:57 to go in the half. Vikings trail 22-14. Ball on the near hash mark. We send two to the far side. Dixon in the shotgun. Again, quarterback keeper looking for a hole. Gets hit at the line. It's going to be awfully close to the first down.
They're marking it as a first down.
It was awfully close. He took a hard hit. But he moves it out to the 27-yard line.
First down and 10 for the Vikings.
Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial, headed toward that south end zone. Again, Twins to the far side, Jenkins to the near side, Dixon in the shotgun. Again, the quarterback keeper looking for a hole, and there comes a flag, and I'm not sure what it is.
It came from the
umpire.
Umpire did. Let's see what the call is.
It is a hold
against the Vikings. So a 10-yard mark off.
And they'll mark it from the 26. We'll take it back to the 16. So we're at the... It was behind the line of scrimmage, so it'll actually end up being about an 11-yard loss for us. 6.5 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings trailing 22-14.
That's going to put us back behind the chains, Wes. This is going to be tough now.
Yep. It is first and about 21. Dixon barks out the signals. Copeland around the left side looking for a hole by one to get hit as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets a yard. It'll be second and about 20 from where he's at as we hit the six-minute mark here in the first half.
Wes, one of the things we talked about in the countdown to kickoff was not necessarily a perfect game, but not making the mistakes. Right now, the Vikings with three penalties for 21 yards on the game. Packers, zero. So right now, they're winning the penalty game as well as the scoreboard, 22-14 with 5:45 left in the half.
Dixon, ball on the far hash mark. It gives it to Cammon. Cammon gets nowhere. All of a sudden, this Packer defense has grown some teeth, and they're stopping the Viking running game. Bill, it's going to be third and about 19.
third and 19. Let's see what Tucker Pruitt pulls out of his bag now, because there's not a chart for this one. I mean, you talk about, you hear charts on defense, on offense for high school, college. There's no chart for third and 19.
We've got to get out to the 37, and the ball's sitting right here on the 17. Rolls right. There comes the rush. Throws across the middle. Darren Presley makes the catch out to the 30, which will give us a decent, we will not get the first down, but it gets us out of a hole and makes that punt a little bit better.
Yeah, it's fourth and seven. That's respectable. Solomon's going to punt now. He started the season punting. Tyson Shaw came in. Tyson has had a bloop and then a muff off his hand. Part of his ball is wet, and we'll see what Will Solomon can do here.
K.L. Pollard back deep for the Packers, standing about his 33-yard line. 4:27 to go. There's the snap. He gets it away. High kick. Spins. Hits at the 40. Rolls out at the 35-yard line. That's where the Packers will take over first and 10 from their own 35 with 4:15 to go here in the first half, and the Packers leading 22-14. And all three of their touchdowns have come either on big plays or a trick play.
So a 35-yard punt by Will Solomon. At least we flip him onto the other side of the 50. 22-14, Packers lead the Vikings here with 4:15 left in the half. And the Packers have the ball first and 10 from their own 35.
Packers will get the ball to start the second half. Perry sends two to the far side. Single receiver near side. Three-man front for our Vikings. They give it to Powell. Powell gets absolutely nowhere.
It's Gabe Neighbors that just holds on to that ankle and drags him down. It's second and 10 now for the Packers.
Packers with two receivers far side. Pollard to the near side. Parrish in the shotgun. Looks those across. Off the fingertips of Pollard. Parrish was under a lot of pressure. He had to get rid of the ball. Pollard off his fingertips. That'll stop the clock with 3:44 to go here in the half. And our Vikings still trailing 22-14, but that will make it third and 10.
Yeah, Parrish threw that ball behind Pollard. He couldn't get back to it. Brings up third and 10.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Vikings in a four-man front. Now it's an empty backfield as they put Pollard in the slot on the far side. Parrish drops back. There comes a rush. Look, throws out. Oh, catch made by Pollard. We had him. We almost intercepted it. Parrish, Pollard makes the catch, but he only gets out to the 40. It'll be fourth and five from the 40.
Let's see what the Packers decide to do. Will they go for it here on fourth and five?
We went for the INT, just did miss it, which allowed Pollard to make the catch, but we closed quickly. And
they do check out the punt. The punt team comes onto the field.
We got our guys back, Harris and Kyle back deep. Kyle signals fair catch, and he makes it about the 23-yard line.
They may give him the 24, and that's what it looks like. First down and 10 for the Vikings. 2:44 left in the half, trailing 22-14. And it's been back and forth. A block punt and a 98-yard touchdown pass. Otherwise, the Vikings could be ahead in this ball game right now.
I can say you've got the... You got the trick play, the flea flicker.
Yeah, got that.
And then our guy fell down here.
But the Packers lead 22-14. Let's see what Tucker Pruitt can pull out of the bag here, first down and 10.
2:44 to go in the half. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings with the football. Dixon waiting on the snap. Again, quarterback keeper up the middle, and he'll pick up about 5 yards. He saw something that we didn't see, so it'll be second and five as they move it out to about the 30. Copeland and Presley check in as Devon Kyle comes out.
Clock running, 2:21.
We give it to Copeland. Copeland on a jet sweep left, looks for a hole by one man, two, and there's Copeland out to the 40-yard line. First down for the Vikings. Gives a little maneuverable room out there. 2:09 to go here in the first half. Trailing 22-14.
11 yards on the run by Dez Copeland gets us that first down. The clock will start as the official winds his arm.
Jenkins goes to the far side. Copeland and Presley to the near side. Kamen in the backfield. Dixon takes the snap, turns, looks, throws downfield. Jenkins open and overthrows him. Oh, misread it just a little bit, let him just a little bit too much.
Yeah, Xavier was running to the post, and it was a little to the right of the post. Xavier was a little late getting to the post, so a combination of the two, but obviously a play we were hoping to pick up some big yards on. The clock will stop on the incomplete pass, brings up second and 10 for the Vikings.
Ball at our 40-yard line, 60 yards away from Paydirt with a minute 52 to go here in the first half. We still have one timeout left. Dixon sends two receivers far side. Jenkins to the near side. Barks out signals. Look, starts to roll. Stop. Throws. Jenkins on a comeback. Makes the catch.
No catch. He says he's out of bounds.
Oh, I thought he was. I can hope and pray right here. I can hope and pray.
Said he was out of bounds. He would have been about 2 yards short of the first down anyway. That'll bring up third down and 10 now with 1:46 left in the half. Vikings trailing 22-14 against the Colquitt County Packers.
Dixon looks to the sidelines. Gets the play from Coach Tucker Pruitt. Play clock at 20 seconds.
Vikings with one timeout. The Packers still have three according to the press to the scoreboard.
Jenkins will go to the far side. Savon Kyle, Presley to the near side. Packers, four-man front, now five. Rolls, shovel pass underneath the neighbors. Neighbors spin, will get 2 yards, and it'll be fourth and eight.
They'll punt now. Nope. Vikings will, and who's going to call timeout?
Packers call timeout. We'll just keep it right here.
Want to stay with us as we break for halftime. We'll have Coach Randy McPherson get his thoughts with Marty Rogers as he heads into the locker room.
Bill, when you look at the score, 22-14, the Packers have not scored on a drive. It's come off the trick play where their offensive lineman walked up the line and stood there. The ball was snapped. Our guy said, hey, wait a minute. And it was a flea flicker. And then we threw it back. Then our guy slips and falls on the 98-yard touchdown pass.
Let's go to Taylor.
Yeah, on that same topic, Wes, one thing I want to point out, we've run 35 plays for 243 total yardage. They've run 17 plays for 170. They are leading this ball game, but we're sustaining more longer drives, so that just adds to your point there.
Well, it's one of those things that the Vikings continue to do the things they do as we go into the second half. And I think we could win I think we can win this ball game. But we've got to give up the little mistakes that we've been making here in the first half.
Will Solomon to punt. Low punt. Nice high punt. It hits. It bounces. Rolls out of bounds at the 31.
So Packers will have it first and 10 with a minute 26 left in the half. They lead 22-14. They do have two of their timeouts. Vikings with one timeout. We'll see what the offensive coordinator for the Packers can do.
Ball is on the 30-yard line. They'll set it down on the near hash mark. Packers going from right to left on your radio dial. And here they come. We told you earlier, Packers will get the ball to start the third quarter. Parrish sends two receivers far side. Two tight ends. He keeps it on the quarterback keeper right up the middle. Gets hit by Tyson Harris after he picks up 7 yards.
Yeah, he's going to be a couple, almost 3 yards short. Looks like from the spot, only two, though. Second and eight, minute 12, the clock running.
They're in a hurry-up offense. Again, twins left, single receiver near side. Gives it to Powell. Powell looking for a hole by one man, two, still on his feet. Gets the first down after the 45.
inside a minute now, 59 seconds, and the Packers get a first down.
I'm sorry, that's KB Bailey that's in the game right now. First and 10 out at the 46. And they give it to Horn, the running back, and Horn gets nowhere. Now they call time. Packers call timeout with 50 seconds to go.
And again, we'll keep it right here before we get to halftime. 50 seconds left in this half. And we said the Vikings trailing 22-14. But as Taylor pointed out, the Vikings have driven, their scores have come off a drive. The Packers score off a blocked punt, 98-yard pass play. And, you know, not to take anything away from them, because these guys are playing their hearts out. This is a very good football team, but our Vikings are hanging with them right now, Wes.
But know what? In some polls, ranked number 6 in the nation.
Let's go to Marty.
Guys, I was just going to say that one thing I wanted to point out tonight is our fans. Of course, it's not packed due to the weather, but our fans have been louder than they've been all year, and they've helped out a lot, especially in the third downs when Packers are on the field. So I want to give some credit where credit's due, and our fans have really, even despite the weather, they're here tonight helping this team, and it really, our team feeds off of that.
Yes, it does. Thanks, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update.
Second and 10, 50.3 seconds to go here in the half. Packers bring two receivers near side, one far side. First and 10 from their own 46. Parrish in the shotgun. We show blitz, now we back out of it. Parrish play action, throws out in the flat. Pollard makes the catch, gets hit. He's riding hard. He'll have the first down in the Viking territory down about the 44-yard line.
They're still winding the clock. Let's see, now they stop it. And it is a first down.
At our 44 with 37.7 seconds to go. They wind the clock. Parrish in the shotgun. Again, gives it to Horn around the left side by one net. There's a flag. We got a hold. The reason Horn had such a big, big hole is that number 61 had a whole handful of blacking.
We'll get the call. It is holding against the Packers. That is their first penalty tonight, Wes. Vikings have had three or either four penalties tonight.
They'll take it from the 42. They'll back it up 10 yards. Should take it back to their 48. Where it will be first and 10 from their 48 with 28.3 seconds to go here in the half. And our Vikings trailing 22-14. Rain is still coming down. Not hard. But that wind, we watch the flags. They whip one way, whip another.
And the Packers are going right into the wind now as you see the flags coming out of the north, blowing south. And now they'll mark off the 10 yards. As we said, the Vikings with four penalties on the night so far. That was the Packers' first.
First and 10. It'll be first and 20. From their own 48-yard line. 28.3 seconds to go. They do have one timeout left. Official winds the clock. They send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Parrish looks. Pump fake. Looking for the screen. Throws underneath. Ball tipped around. Intercepted by the Vikings. Ball intercepted by the Vikings. And we have a timeout left.
It was Michael Barrett on the pick. Number one makes the pick. It tipped through several fingers, Wes. But Michael Barrett was there to make the interception. Vikings have the ball, first and 10 with 15.2 seconds. And as you said, one timeout left in this half, trailing 22-14. Wow, you know what a boost that would be to get a score right here before half?
Absolutely. First and 10 from our 43, the ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Boogie Cameron in the backfield. Regal the up back. He puts Boogie to his left. Jenkins in single coverage to the right. There's a snap. Drops back. Look. Starts to run. Throws out in the flat. Catch made by Kyle. Kyle out of bounds. Runs out of bounds at the 22-yard line.
6.6
seconds to go.
Do you try one more play or do you try to kick the field goal? The ball is sitting, let's see where they've marked it.
guys, you do have a strong wind here. Keep that
ball
in mind.
The ball went out of bounds, so that will not.
We're going to
take
a timeout right here.
And that is the case. Thanks, Marty. It will be a timeout for the Vikings. But Marty makes a good point. The wind's behind you. If you decide to kick the field goal, you've got a lot of push behind you. However, Will Solomon, it's never been the power of the leg. It's been a little bit of the direction. And with this wind whipping, you're concerned about that. But you're also concerned about the wet ball, the snap, and being able to get the ball down and in a hold so that he has a chance to kick it.
And that wind is whipping around out there. You look at it now. Now it's whipping right towards us. A few minutes ago, it was whipping towards the Vista sideline.
I've got to believe you try something. It's to the end zone or nothing. If there's a second or two left after that, then, yeah, you try the field goal. But it's got to be quick. You can't take a long time. That last play took a while. He wanted to go deep. He had to roll out Austin Dixon, and he finds Tavon Kyle out there in the flat.
We're going. We're going. And we got a new holder.
And they are going to go ahead and try for the field goal here, trailing 14-22. It'll be marked at the 30, so a 40-yard field goal attempt.
Boogie Cameron to hold.
Nope, 39. They moved it up to the 29. So it'll be a 39-yard field goal attempt.
With Boogie Cameron to hold.
And the Packers are going to call a timeout.
They'll take their last one.
Trying to ice that a little bit. You know, one of the things that we see a lot of things that go on with kickers and holders, sometimes it's that quarterback who comes in and he's the holder. You know how often the quarterback holds for extra points during practice? Never. It's one of the punters or it's somebody else on that kick squad that is holding for those kicks in practice. You see a lot of colleges, a lot of NFL teams, what they do is their punter is a lot of times the holder. So you wonder about the continuity of that and having the holder, the kicker, and all that. Now, we're changing this up here in a rainy afternoon, rainy evening with 6.6 seconds and the pressure on. Vikings trailing 14-22, trying to put three on the board before the half.
What I was watching is you had Coach Tucker Pruitt, the offensive coordinator, that are on the sidelines. He was over on the sidelines with Degan Anderson, the long snapper, and with Will, and with Boogie.
All right, we thought maybe with the timeout by the Packers, they might have decided to go for it, but no, they're going to go back, set the ball down, the tee down at the 29, 6.6 seconds.
Wind has picked up just a little bit. Solomon, he is set. Boogie, waiting on the snap. Sets it down, kicks up. Nope, it's tipped and blocked. Tipped and blocked. And that's halftime. That's halftime. Packers lead 22-14. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers.
Coach, you go in down, but your team's played real hard this first half.
Yeah, man, we gave up a 99-yard pass from the goal line and a muff punt for a touchdown. Other than that, we're playing good.
Coach, what do you tell your team at halftime?
Yeah, we just got to keep playing, you know. A couple things didn't go our way this half. Just keep plugging, keep playing.
Good luck, Coach. Thank you.
All right, Marty. Marty, thanks for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview here as we go to halftime now with the Packers leading 22-14. We're going to take a 10-minute break here as we go to the Valdosta Insurance Service Benefit Advisors Halftime Show. We'll be back after this 10-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5. Kicks Country.